My dear and beloved cousin, your letter arrived a few weeks ago and gave me very great pleasure to hear from you. I was truly glad to get it. Well, about your brother John, he is quite well. I can see him any night I like to. I gave him the message about writing home and he is going to do so. I was extremely sorry some time ago to hear of your dear father's death. May he rest in peace. And your dear mother. I hope she's enjoying good health and McEwen family. Fancy one of your girls being in America, just the rest of us, nothing in store but family. Well, Michael, I got a lot of useful news from Miss O'Toole when she returned from Ireland. I was so delighted to hear all about the old home, but alas, since she has been there is one link missing. One that was dear to me on earth is gone forever. And that is my own dear good mother. My only regret in life is that I did not go and see her before she passed away. Of course, the home people can't understand how cold the climate is on people if we go home. See how Miss O'Toole could not stay there when she went. She had to return to a warmer climate. Of course, my father would like me to go, but I don't think I could ever manage to live in Ireland. It is too cold and wet for me. Do you ever hear from your brother Pat? He is living in Brisbane. I have a brother there, and I have not heard of or see him for years. He has treated me with contempt. He is frightened that some day of those he might be called upon to support me. So by not writing to me or acknowledging me, he thinks he is doing a great thing. But I am thankful today I can live without him. I lost my best friend out here when poor Pat died. He was one of the truest and best. He was the essence of kindness. May he receive the glory of heaven. His little children are all growing up. Wisely, their mother married again a few years after Pat's death, but there is not a second family, I am happy to say. I was sorry to hear of Uncle of Caltra's death. There was not much time between him and poor mother's. I suppose Mary is still living with and his wife, and all the others are in America. Strange families scattered all over the globe, some in America and some in Australia. Our dear old home, where I spent many a childish day, must seem a quiet place now, nobody being there but father and those children of John's to write. Please tell me how they are all getting on. How I would dearly love to see them all once again. What I have done to Sister Bridget, I do not know, as she have not put a pen to paper to me for some years. She never even went to see Miss O'Toole to even ask about me when she was at home, but like the old proverb, gone and forgotten. Poor Mary's little daughter has emigrated. I say, my heart, may God comfort all the poor mothers in dear old Ireland. It is so sad for them to lose their loved ones, for to a certain extent they are gone, there forever. Give my love to your dear mother and wife and family, not forgetting Mrs. Godwin. She write to me again and address as before. I remain your loving cousin, Lizzie K. Martin. P.S. John sends his kind love to you all.